Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos, Daf Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Beis, on the Beis, 11 lines from the bottom. Simen, Oyla, Oyla, Molech, Umitza, Katas, Oyv, Kotche, Kotchen, Kotchen, Kalim. We had learned in our previous shiur, first we had learned the Mishnah, where the Mishnah taught us that the halacha is that if somebody brings a Karin Mincha, Shaloi, Lishma, by all Karin Minchas, the Mishnah says, the carbon is a kosher carbon. However, like olu lebalim l'shem chayva, the owners do not receive credit for bringing their carbon. They have to bring another carbon. And by carbon minchas chayte minchas kanos, there we learned the halacha was that they were that the carbon isn't totally invalid. The Gemara on the top of that Beis on Aleph quoted the opinion of Reb Shimon, who says that a carbon mincha brought shaloi l'shma is fine, and the reason the Gemara gave was because maseh machichin. It's obvious that what he's saying when he does shaloi l'shma, what he's saying is meaningless, because as the Gemara, as he said, if somebody's bringing a machlas l'shem macheshes, a fried carbon, a deep fried carbon, obviously what he's saying is meaningless. We could see what it is. And therefore the Gemara quoted the opinion, and at first glance the Gemara said it seems that Rav Shimon's opinion cannot be consistent with what we learned in our Mishnah. But then the Gemara said that there's a stira in the opinion of Rav Shimon, because the Gemara quoted a braisa where Rav Shimon actually says that by carbon mincha, as by other karbanos, the halacha is that shaloi l'shma is an issue. And as we already learned in the previous year, the Gemara gives three different answers to this question. The first answer, which we began with at the end of yesterday's year, is the answer of Rabba. The Rabba differentiates between shinui kodesh and shinui bailam. If somebody says that he's bringing the machvas from Macheshes, for example, which is a situation of Shinu Kodesh, there Rav Shimon will say Maseh Mechichem. It's obvious what he's saying is, to use the words of the Rishonim, Divrei Hevel, foolish words, and therefore the carbon is kosher. By Shinu Bairim, however, there the halacha will be that it's not Maseh Mechichem, and even Rav Shimon will agree that the carbon is posel by Shaloi L'shma. Ask the Gemara. So if we're establishing that according to Rav Shimon, wherever it's obvious that it's what he's doing is false, there is foolish, there is no concern of Shaloi L'shma, the Gemara begins to ask a series of questions. But to understand these questions, we have to review what we learned in the Masechta Zvachim and how a Chatas Oif and a Oilas Oif are brought on the Mizbeach. And we learned in the Masechta Zvachim that by a Chatas Oif, the animal's neck is pierced, one simen is cut, and then the animal on the lower half of the Mizbeach, we know there was a Chut Sikra, a line dividing the Mizbeach in two, on the lower half of the Mizbeach. Then, after that, one simen is pierced, hazah is done. Hazah means that they wave the bird and its blood gets sprinkled on the Mizbeach. And then there's mitzui. Actually, Rashi here in Masechta Zvachim define mitzui in different way. Here Rashi explains that mitzui means taking the blood and applying it on the walls of the Mizbeach. Masechta Zvachim, he says, it means applying pressure to the bird that the blood will squirt onto the Mizbeach. The Achroinim tried to reconcile the opinion of Rashi. One way they tried to say is that Rashi actually holds that either way is acceptable. Another shot that I saw is that the mitzui of the Chatas Oif and the Mitzvah of the Oilas Oif are not exactly identical. although there are Mefarshim that say that that can't be because that our Gemara would be difficult to understand. That's the avoid of the Chatas Oif. Again, they kill it, Hazah and Mitzui on the lower half of the Mizbeach. By, however, the Oilas Oif, they cut both Simonim on the upper half of the Mizbeach with Malika, and then they just do Mitzui of the blood to the upper half of the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, we'll begin. If we're saying now that whenever it's obvious that what he's doing is incorrect, if Shimon holds we don't have a problem with Shloi Lishma, ask the Gemara if so. Oilas Oif Shemolka Lamalim Shemchatas Oif, if the Malika was done on the upper half of the Mizbeach with the intention that it's being done for with the Chatas Oif, ask the Gemara Teratzah. It should still be kosher. Because isn't this a situation, ask the Gemara Demasem Achichem Olah the Oilas Oif, isn't it obvious that what he's doing is an Oilas Oif? Because if it were Chatas Oif, ask the Gemara, Lamatav Avalei, he would have done it on the lower half of the Mizbeach. Answers the Gemara, Ot the Chatas Oif Lamala Nilesa, is the Chatas Oif not allowed to be done the Malika on the upper half? Hamamar, we learned the Masech the Zvachim, Malika B'Kamakim Mizbeach Shera. The Malika could be done anywhere on the Mizbeach. And therefore, the fact that the Malika of the Chatas Oif was done, the fact that the Malika of the Chatas Oif was done on the upper half is not a raya, it's not what it is, because it could be done in the upper half. So Tosfos explains, what's the Gemara's Havamina and Maskana? Didn't the Gemara know the halacha is that you could do the Malika of a Chatas Oif on the upper half? Answers Tosfos, that the Gemara that Havamina assumed that even though la halacha you could do the Malika of the Chatas Oif on the upper half, that still the Gemara that Havamina assumed that nobody ever does the Malika of a Chatas Oif on the upper half. Because if you're going to have to transport that dam to the lower half, by the time you transport it, there's a real concern that the blood will have gotten lost. And that's why nobody would ever do it. Says the Gemara, the fact that people don't practically usually do it doesn't change the halacha that it may be done. Furthermore, Machlokes Rishonim, we quoted this Machlokes Rishonim Masechta Zvachim as well. What is the Girsan Al Gemara? Al Gemara says that Malika could be done anywhere on the Mizbeach, but it says it has to be done on the Mizbeach. However, that is the Girsa of the Ravid. The Girsa of the Rizah is that not only could the Malika be done anywhere on the Mizbeach, but actually the Halach is the Malika could be done anywhere in the Azorah. Furthermore, ask the Rishonim, why does an Al Gemara give the obvious answer, which we could ask based on the introductory remarks we gave to our Shir? Didn't we say that the Malika of a Chatas Oif and the Malika of an Oilas Oif is different? Because by Chatas Oif only one simon is pierced, and by Oilas Oif two simonim are pierced. So why doesn't the Gemara give that as the Nafkamina? So I saw a number of answers. One answer, the Shita suggests, is that it's not that discernible the difference between one simon being pierced and two simonim being pierced. Another teretz that the Mefarshim suggest is that we learned in Masechet Zvachim that there are opinions that say that by Chatas Oif you may pierce both simonim. The Brisker Rav gives a different explanation. He says, since by Chatas Oif and by Oilas Oif the initial avoida of Malika is the same, because by both of them you start with piercing one simon, it's only by the second simon where there's a difference, so that's not considered enough of a masam achichin that should be obvious what you do. Continues the Gemara in asking, but if so, Oilas Oif shemitza dam lamalo l'shem Chatas Oif, if you did an Oilas Oif avoida on the upper half, we didn't meet you in the upper half of Shem Chatas Oif, the halacha should be asked in Gemara Teratza. It should still be kosher, even though it was done Shlel Lishma. Because isn't it a situation, asked the Gemara, that Masem Machichan Aleh, the Oilas Oif, that it's obvious that it's an oil saif. For again, di chata saif, he were in a situation of chata saif, lamata hava of lo yazal. He would be doing it on the bottom half, and he would be doing it behazal. Answers the Gemara, Amri, this is not necessarily a raya, because people will say, in other words, the Gemara is saying, the fact that he's doing mitzui on the upper half is a raya that it's an oila, because if it was a chatos, two things would be done. It would be done on the bottom, and we would have hazah. Answers the Gemara, that's not a raya. Because maybe it is indeed a chatos oif, and the halach is that an ay, he's doing mitzui, not hazah. That isn't a raya, because as we said before, by chatos mitzui is also done. It's just done basar hazah. Ay, if it's a chatos oif, why is it being done on the upper half? Aren't the avoiders of the chatos oif supposed to be on the lower half? Damamar, the halach is mitzui done become makom mizbeach shera. Mitzvah could be done anywhere on the Mizbeach. And as many Rishonim explain, why could the mitzvah of the Chatos Ha'oif be done on the upper half? Didn't we say that the avoid of the Chatos Ha'oif is supposed to be done on the lower half? Explain the Rishonim, since the entire avoid of mitzvah by Chatos Ha'oif is not essential, therefore the halacha is it could be done on the upper half. That's the way most Rishonim learn. However, the Brisker Rav has a question on this pshat. He says that that's the explanation of the Gemara, because the mitzui is sort of superfluous, because it could be omitted altogether, so that's what the Gemara should have said. We don't find that the Gemara says that. And therefore, he has a different way of explaining the Gemara, based on an explanation of his father, Reb Chaim. He says, Reb Chaim says as follows, why, as we've been learning, the avoiders of the Chatos Ha'oif and the avoiders of the Oilos Ha'oif are so very different. And the Gemara, he says, in Masech Tzvachim, quoted the opinion of Shmuel, that Shleikim Mekayimikim Mekamidami, that even if you do the avoid in the wrong place, it's still b'di'evit acceptable. You may not eat the meat of such a carbon, we learned in Masech Tzvachim, but the avoidah would be acceptable. So ask Reb Chaim, so why don't we say that by Chatos Ha'oif or Oilos Ha'oif, that even if they were done in the wrong place, it should still be acceptable. The answer we learned, was that it's not an issue, because only an avodah that belongs by a carbon, just it was done in the wrong place, that's where there's halacha of shloikim koimim kimikoimim. Whereas over here, the avodah of hazah, for example, only applies to a chatos oif. So if the avzah of a chatos oif was done in the wrong place, the halacha is that it's not a valid carbon. Goes on the Brisker Rav to say, but when we speak about mitzui, mitzui is an avoidah that applies both to the chatos oif and to the oilos oif, as we've been learning. An avoidah that applies both to the chatos oif and to the oilos oif, there is a whole different rule. And there the halacha indeed will be that if you did it in the wrong place, it's still kosher. Mitzui of a chatos oif, there's also mitzui of a oilos oif. That's why if it's done in the upper half, the halacha is that it's kosher. But ask the Gemara another question. If so, chatos oif, shehi's adam lamata l'shem oilos oif, why is the halacha if you did the hazah of the chatos on the bottom, l'shem oilos oif, and you said you're doing l'shem l'shma, you said you're doing l'shem oila, the halach ought to be asking Mataratza, that it should still be kosher. Because maseh machichan aleh, don't we have a situation of maseh machichan aleh the chatasi, that is considered a chatas? Because again, ask the Gemara, the oilos oifi, word that oilos oif, the place of oilos oif belongs on top, or mitzav ovidle, and furthermore, you wouldn't be doing hazah, you'd be doing mitzui, because by an oila only mitzui is done. And as Tosus points out, the Gemara could have asked another question. The Gemara could have asked the chatos that was done malika on the lower half l'shem oila is also should be a raya that it's meaningless what he's saying, because by oila the malika has to be on the upper half. There are Rishonim that want to say that the Malik of the Oiler doesn't have to be in the upper half, and therefore the Gemara could have given that Teretz. And there are other Rishonim that say that indeed the Gemara could have asked this question, but the Gemara was focusing more on questions about situations of Chatas Ois that were done wrong versus Oilus Ois that were done wrong. But indeed the Gemara could have asked that question as well. Answers the Gemara. But this question now, isn't it obvious what he's doing is wrong? Why is it possible when it's done Shloi Lishma? So now the Gemara retracts. Hachinami. We learned yesterday that Rav Shimon said that Menachas and Zvachim are different. What does it mean that Menachas and Zvachim are different? We explained that Menachas, Shloi Lishma, according to Rav Shimon, is not an issue. By Kabbonis, it is an issue. Says the Gemara, the Zvachim Loi Loifis. Rav Shimon will similarly hold that by Oifis, Shloi Lishma is not an issue, because it's Maseh Makrichim. There's actually an interesting question amongst the Mefarshim, how to understand this Gemara. Some Rishonim explain the way to understand this Gemara is that the Gemara is saying that by both of the, that in the there are situations by Oifis which are Maseh Makrichim, and there's some that explain what the Gemara means to say that because of the questions we have, that there is never an issue of Shloi Lishma by Oifis. Ask the Gemara, continuing. We know that the halach is that Kachi Kachim are supposed to be slaughtered by Sofim. Kachi Kalim could be slaughtered anywhere in the Azara. So again, ask the Gemara. Kachi Kachim shechtem by Sofim, Lashem Kachim Kalim, if somebody shechted Kachi Kachim in the Sofim. And he said he's bringing Kachim Kalim, the halacha is that it should be Lirtzu, it should be kosher, because isn't this again, ask the Gemara, situation of Maseh Mechicha Lein, the Kachim Kachim, and who? It's obvious that what he's doing is Kachim Kachim, because the Kachim Kalim, were the carbon that I'm shechting Kachim Kalim, Bedarim Avavad Lahu, he would be doing it Bedarim, not Betzafim. Answers the Gemara, Aim of the Amar Rahmana, when the Torah says that you could do Kachim Kalim, it doesn't mean that you have to do it Bedarim, at Bedarim. They may be done bedarim. Bedarim v'lo b'tzofen mi'amar. The halachas say that it must be done only in darim, not b'tzofen. The Tanan, as we did learn the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, the halacha by Kachim Kalim is shechitasem v'chal malchim b'azara. They could be slaughtered anywhere in the Azara. So again, the fact that it's being slaughtered in the tzofen is not a raya that it's indeed not Kachim Kalim. In fact, here too, the Rishonim try to understand what was the Gemara's havamina. We all know that Kachim Kalim can be slaughtered anywhere. Answer the Rishonim that since the halacha is that Kachim Kachim must be done b'tzofim, Kachim Kalim may be done b'dorim. So since that's the halacha, people usually check the Kachim Kalim strictly in the dorim, not to make a mistake. And that's what the Gemara is assuming is. Therefore, it should be a raya. It should be maseh mechichim. Answers the Gemara that since the halacha is that you may do it b'tzafin, since you may do it b'tzafin, it's a rough. It's not a maseh mechichim. But now, ask the Gemara the other way. Kachim kalim sheshachtem b'darim l'shem kachim kachim. But if I shachtem kachim kalim b'darim and I said I'm doing kachim kachim, the halacha ought to be according to Shimon Lirtzu that the carbon is kachim. Because isn't this a situation, again, ask the Gemara, that Maseh Mechichim, that my actions clearly indicate the Kachim Kalim Minhu, because I Kachim Kachim, B'tzafen Avdalu, if it were Kachim Kachim, I would have done it B'tzafen. Answers the Gemara, Amri, indeed, Kachim Kachim Minhu. People will say that it was Kachim Kachim. If it's Kachim Kachim, why am I shechting the Bedarim? It says the Gemara, a whole new word. Me'evahu the Avar, V'shach le'Bedarim. People will say that I did it, I did something wrong. They're not going to say that I did Shloi Lishma. It's not going to be obvious that I did the wrong thing. People are going to say I did it deliberately, and sometimes people do the wrong things. Never the other. So all the Rishonim asked the obvious question. If not, there's a whole new concept in the Gemara of never who the other, that people will say that I just did the wrong thing, not that I changed not anything else. So then why did the Gemara give this teretz previously? Why did the Gemara say by the oifus mever hu da'aver? And indeed, Tosfos says the Gemara could have given this teretz before by the cases of oifus mever da'aver. At that point, the Gemara wasn't using this approach, but at this point that the Gemara is using this approach, the Gemara could have indeed said that teretz. That's what Tosfos says. Rashi says a different teretz. Rashi says the only time we say mever hu da'aver is when there's only one aveira involved. Like in our case, where you're supposed to shecht the kachi kachim b'tzofen, and you shecht it b'dorim. But in the previous Gemara, there were two issues on the table. There were two aveiras on being violated. One aveira that was being violated was the aveira that it was being done in the wrong place, that the oil was being done on the bottom when the oil was really supposed to be done on top. And the other issue was that it was being done in the wrong way, where it was done with hazor instead of mitzui. So Taisa says, where do we say, where Rashi says, where do we say mever hu da'aver? We only say mever hu da'aver when there's one aveira involved, not when there's two aveiras involved. The Brisker Rav gives a different teretz. He says, where do we say the vort of mever hu da'aver? We only say the vart of mever da'aver is when the avoid that we're discussing does have a place over here. Just instead of doing it here, I did it in the wrong place. What's the example? The example that we're learning now, when somebody did shechita. So he did shechita belongs by kachi kachim, and shechita belongs by kachim kalim. The only difference is that shechita should be done b'tzofen, not of kachi kachim should be done b'tzofen, not b'dorim. But when we speak about a situation like in the previous Gemara, where the person did mitzui, it did hazor instead of mitzui, it's an avoider that doesn't belong to this carbon at all. When it's an avoider that doesn't belong to this carbon at all, there we don't say mever hu da'aver. Ask the Gemara, if now we've established that there's a concept of mever hu da'aver, yehachai, ask the Gemara, mechves l'shem macheshes, where did Rav Shimon say that shloi l'shmo is not a concern? By machvas l'shem macheshes, but somebody brought a carbon machvas and he said he's doing it l'shem macheshes. So it's maseh mechicha that what he's doing is totally meaningless because it's a machvas, not a macheshes. Why don't we say the same thing? Hi, the comments leil macheshes Omar. When people, why do we say that people will say that when the kohen is doing kmitza and he's saying he's doing it for the sake of macheshes, even though the carbon was obviously prepared in a machvas, people will say, haiba machmas nader, haiba macheshes nader, that the person really made a nether to bring a carbon and macheshes. V'ha de maisle b'machvas, and this that he brought the carbon and a machvas, his nether was to bring a macheshes, the macheshes who? Because it actually is a macheshes. If it's a macheshes, if he made a net to bring a macheshes, what is he doing with a machvas? Remember, who the other v'asim a machvas? Now we say that people assume that people do the wrong thing, and he made a machvas, macheshes neder, but he put it into a machvas. Answers the Gemara, that isn't a comparable situation, because hosom by carbon mincha, he nami macheshes neder. Even if a person makes a neder to bring a carbon in a macheshes, if you put the carbon mincha into a machvas, machvas have you. The carbon becomes a carbon machvas. Kritnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, hoy marei le b'machvas. So somebody accepts upon himself to bring a carbon machvas, and he ends up bringing in a macheshes, or vice versa, he accepted upon himself to bring in a macheshes, behavi b'machvas, dalochas mei shei behavi. The carbon is a kosher carbon, so he hasn't fulfilled his obligation, he has to bring another carbon. So, by putting the carbon mincha in a certain type of vessel, it becomes that type of carbon mincha, no matter what he said. So therefore, when the kohen says, on a carbon mincha, which was brought in a machvas, that this is a macheshes, it's obvious what he's saying is foolish. Because it doesn't make a difference what the person who made the neder says. It makes a difference in what the carbon actually is. ask the Gemara, where is there such a halacha that we don't look at what the person said, but rather we look at what actually is the vessel in which the carbon was brought? Where is that? That's only when the person said machbas or macheshes. But in a case where a person said omazu, he has a bag of flour, and he says, I'm going to bring this bag of flour as one type of carbon, as a machbas or a macheshes, there the halacha is, you have to bring what you said. If he said, I'm going to bring this bag of flour as a machbas, and he ended up bringing a macheshes, then a macheshes, or vice versa, where he said, I'm going to bring this bag of flour as a macheshes, the heavy the machbas, hareza psula. So again, we're back to where we started. If the kohen is doing kmitza on flour that was brought in a machbas, and he's saying that it's being done for macheshes, it should be like any other situation with a person me'ever hu da'over. What is Rav Shimon, if there's a concept of me'ever hu da'over, what does Rav Shimon say that it's obvious what he's ma'aseh mechichim, that what he was doing is foolish? Answer the Gemara of Rabbanan HaKanami. The opinion we just cited is the opinion of the Rabbanan. However, Rav Shimon, kivin d'am Rav Shimon, since it is the opinion of Rav Shimon, af yidei nidra yotza, that Rav Shimon holds and says that if somebody says, I'm going to bring myself a minchas machvas, and he brings it in a macheshes, not only is it fine, but he doesn't have to bring another carbon. Alma, so obviously according to Rav Shimon, kviyasa the man of Eloi Klamhu. What the person says is not what counts. It's what the person does what counts. And furthermore, according to Rav Shimon, loishna amazu, loishna amar alai, it makes no difference if he said amazu or amar alai. In all situations, what, as long as you bring a carbon mincha, that you have fulfilled your obligation. And therefore, says Rav Shimon, very understandably, if the person indeed did so, he said machvas. I don't care what happened. It doesn't make a difference what he said. Once the person brought a carbon in the machvas, if the kohen says macheshes, it's obvious what the kohen's saying is a foolish statement. And therefore, since it's a full statement, it's maseh mechichim, and we don't have to pay any attention to that foolish statement. Interesting to point out that here we're learning a very interesting opinion of Rav Shimon, that we only follow what the person does. It doesn't make a difference what he says, and he fulfills his chiyuv by machvas and macheshes. The Achronim debate, if Rav Shimon says the same, if Rav Shimon holds the same way by mafetaner, that means, is it only by machvas and macheshes, which are so very similar, the both fry types of kabonis, that that's where Rav Shimon says this? Or will Rav Shimon even say this by other types? Let's say somebody said he's going to bring, as we discussed in our previous year, he said he's going to bring a mincha from, that's a dough, and he ends up bringing something baked or something fried. Will Rav Shimon still say that under those circumstances he still has fulfilled his obligation? Or Rav Shimon will perhaps not be that lenient? Ask the Gemara, continuing to ask on the opinion of Rav Shimon. Ela Ma'ata, ask the Gemara, if that's the case, Oyla Sheshach L'Shem Chatos, if somebody brings an Oyla L'Shem Chatos to Ratza, why? Again, to repeat the opinion of Rav Shimon. The opinion of Rav Shimon is that wherever it's obvious that what the person is saying is foolish, divrei hevel, we don't have a problem with shloi l'shmo. So when the person's bringing an oil and he's saying that it's a chatos, again, it should be kosher. It should be obvious what he's saying is foolish. Why should it be obvious what he's saying is foolish? The high zocher, the high nekeva. The halacha is that the oil is a zocher, and the chatos has to be a female. So it's obvious to what the person is saying is a meaningless statement. Answer the Gemara, it's not that always obvious. Kivadik is Sawyer Nazir. Since there's the case of the Sawyer, which is a karm chatos brought by the Nasi, the Zokahu, that it's a Zokher. So Slo Yudi, it's not obvious that it's foolish, because we just identified a situation where you could have a chatos, which is also a Zokher. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara persists. What would be the halacha? Om l'shem chatos yochid. There's never the chatas brought by an individual that it should be, always has to be in the keva. So if somebody said that he's bringing a chat, yachid, and the animal he brings is a zacher, it's obvious that what he's saying is meaningless. Or, says the Gemara, in a situation where he said, chatas yachid, he's bringing a chatas yachid, and he's saying that he's bringing it l'shem oila, teratza. It should also be obvious, it should be still kosher, but should it be obvious what he's saying is meaningless? Again, why should it be obvious what he's saying is meaningless? Because the chatos is in the keva, and the oil is a zacher. Answered the Gemara, you can't always tell the difference between a zacher and a keva. Why? Because mechasa ba'alya. The place where you can tell if it's a boy or a girl is covered by the tail. Asked the Gemara, hatena hechadayas the kevsa, that we could explain where the person is bringing a lamb. So the lamb has a tail which covers up that area. However, Icira, but if he brings a goat, Michael Maimer has no tail, you're going to be able to tell if it's a male or a female. So why isn't it a situation of Messiah Machichim, says the Gemara rather, and means a harm on the cavus lava that tied in she. People don't pay attention if the carbon you brought was a male or a female. So ask the Gemara, but what about in a case where somebody brought a Pesach, Shishach, Bushem, Asham? If somebody brought a Karm Pesach, Bushem, Asham, again, ask the Gemara, that Allah should be lit, so that it should be valid. Why? The Hai Ben Shana. A Pesach has to be an animal which is a year old. The Hai Ben Shtayim, and a Karm Asham has to be an animal that's over 30 months. Answers the Gemara. Kim the Ika Asham Nazim Asham Tzayra. The Asham Nazim and Asham Tzayra are also 1 year old. Loi Psikalei. And if somebody says Pesach l'shem Asham, it's not Maser Mechichim that what he did is meaningless. Ask the Gemara, but what about Om l'shem Hashem Gzei l'shem Ilus? When somebody's saying that he's doing it, l'shem Asham Gzei l'shem Ilus, that must be brought in the second year, Mayek l'meimer, and Asham, those covered Ashams must be brought by an animal that's 13 years old. The 30 months old. The carbon Pesach that's being brought has to be 1 year old. So when a person makes this statement, again, isn't it obvious that a statement is a foolish statement? Vesu, Hashem Gzeil Hashem Ilus, Sheshachtun Pesach, if somebody brought an Hashem Gzeil Hashem Ilus, which is a 2 year old animal, and he's saying that he's doing it with Hashem Pesach, again, Lirtzit should be kosher. The Pesach is a Ben Shana, Vahayna Ben Shtei Shanim, so it's obvious that what he's saying is Maser Mechichim, that what he's saying is meaningless. Answers the Gemara. Elo, Bein Ben Shana Leben Shtei Shanim, Lava Datai Dinshu. People don't know the difference between a 1 year old animal and a 2 year old animal. Why? Says the Gemara. Dika Ben Shana, the Mechzik Ben Shtayim. Sometimes you have 1 year old animals that look mature, like a 2 year old, and sometimes vice versa. Dika Ben Shtayim, the Mechzik Ben Shana. Sometimes you have a 2 year old animal that looks like a 1 year old. But ask the Gemara, but a soy, a goat, sheshacht l'shem asham, if somebody brought a goat l'shem urtza l'urtza, the height semer, a asham has to be brought from a sheep. Sheep has wool. The high sayer, a goat, doesn't have wool, so it's obvious that what he's saying is meaningless. Answer the Gemara, it's not always obvious. Amri dichr uchmahu. And two pshatim had to learn this. One pshat is that a sheep, after the wool is taken off, looks like a sheep after the wool taken off could look like a goat, which Rashi has somewhat of a problem with understanding that pshat, because the Rishonim have a problem with that pshat, because if that's what the Gemara means, then the Gemara should have not spoken about the color. The Gemara should have focused on not the uchma means black. The Gemara should not have focused on the color. The Gemara should have focused on the cutting of the wool. So therefore, other Rishonim explain Pshat and the Gemara is like this. That sometimes you have a sheep that's a dark sheep, and you can't tell the difference between the sheep and the goat because they're both black. Ask the Gemara, Egel upar, Sheshachl Hashem Pesach v'asham l'ertzu. But what if somebody brings an egel or par for a Pesach v'asham, that lochit should be kosher, even though shloi l'shma, because the egel or par be pesach v'ashem leka, never are an egel or a par brought for Karban Pesach and Hashem, so it should be a situation of Maser Mechichim that what he's saying is meaningless. And says the Gemara, and Echanani. And now says the Gemara retreats. The Gemara says, the Ma'iz Vachim, when Rav Shimon said that by Karbonus he agrees that Shloi Lishmo is an issue, says the Gemara, he means Rois Vachim. He means most Karbonus. Indeed, sometimes even by Karbonus, even by animal Karbonus, it's obvious that what the person is saying is Masa Machichim. It's obvious that what he's doing is foolish. And even by Karbonus, so be that Rav Shimon will agree in those cases, even if it was brought Shloi Lishmo, it'll be kosher. However, says the Chazon Ish, we have a case of Maser Mechichin. Says the Chazon Ish, we could only have a situation of Maser Mechichin by the Shechita. For once, Zrika, the Zrika of all Karbonus, we discussed this in our previous year, are really always the same, and therefore there won't be a case of Maser Mechichin. This was the explanation of Rava on how he reconciled the contradiction in the Brises, quoting the opinion of Rav Shimon, that he differentiated between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim, and the Gemara examined that answer. Rav Amar, Rava has a different way of reconciling the opinion of Rav Shimon. What kashem? Can become its mincha l'shem mincha. If somebody brings a mincha l'shem mincha, that's where Rav Shimon will hold that it's kosher. Can become its mincha l'shem zavach. But if somebody brings a carbon mincha l'shem zavach, mincha l'shem mincha, says Rav Shimon, since the Torah says the zois Torah and mincha, Torah achas l'cha minachas, the halacha is that it's kosher even if it's shloi l'shmo. Mincha l'shem zavach, however, when the carbon mincha was brought l'shem zavach, the zois Torah and mincha, the zavach likes it, and therefore it won't be kosher. Just to understand, as the Rishonim try to understand, what does it mean, mincha l'shem zavach? If I'm bringing a carbon mincha, it's not a carbon. Zavach means an animal. Mincha means a carbon mincha. So as the Rishonim explains, Rashba says, that one of the definitions of shinui kodesh is not just shinui kodesh, but it's also shinui bailim. So what happened here was that the person was mechuyev animal, and the kohen bringing it said it was mechuyev a carbon mincha. That would be considered a situation of mincha l'shem zavach. But ask the Gemara, if that's the explanation of Rav Shimon, as Rava says, that it's based on how to understand the psukim, so then we have a kasha. So why did Rav Shimon speak about maser mechichin ala kamar? It has nothing to do with maser mechichin, says the Gemara. Hach kamar. This is the way to understand Rava's explanation. Afagav de machshavat wan minkri. The minchas, the fact that this is a mach and this is a macheshes, so it's obvious what the person is doing is foolish. Viti pasel, zois taras a mincha. The Torah teaches us zois taras a mincha. Torah acts l'kol ha-menachas. Ava mai ava bezvachim enekein. Ava gav the shechita acts l'kulin. Even though the shame shechita is done by all of them, still it's not kosher because zois taras a mincha lazevach likes it. So the way Tosfos and Rishonim explain the Gemara is as follows. Rava is just the opposite. Rava's approach is just the opposite of the approach that we've been learning till now. Till now we always learned that the more foolish something looks, that's the more reason it should shloi l'shmo should not be an issue. Now the Gemara is saying, says Rava, Rava's explanation is just the opposite. If something is obviously wrong, that's the reason that the carbon should be possible. Because you did something that's completely wrong. And therefore the Gemara is saying that it seems that in these cases whereby mincha, l'shem mincha, you said machvas and it's a macheshes, so what you're doing is obviously very wrong. The halach is that the mincha should certainly not be kosher. And by the kabbonis, just the opposite. Since the zrika is the same, the halach ought to be that it's kosher. Just the Torah teaches us, zois taras a mincha, that even though it's obvious that what you're doing is foolish, it's still going to be kosher. Ask the Gemara, If this is the way to understand Rav Shimon's opinion, let's go further. Chatas chel shishak l'shem chatas tam. Person has to bring a chatas for different types of avails. So let's say somebody shechted a karmic chatas with an intention that instead, because he did the aver of eating chelev, but he said that he's doing it because he ate dam, or l'shem chatas avarz kechavim. Or they bring the chatas and he's saying it because he worshipped avar the zoro. Or l'shem chatas nozir. Or l'shem chatas b'tzoyro. The loch is take share of teratza. There shouldn't be a problem shloi l'shma, because there too doesn't the Torah use the words l'om rachmana zoyz Torah v'chatas Torah achas l'chol chatos. All chatos should be treated the same way, and therefore the loch should be that even though the chatas was brought shloi l'shma, it should be kosher. But we know that the first mishnah a Masechta Zvachim teaches us that Kav mechatas that's brought shaloi l'shma is possible. Answers the Gemara, Rav Shimon and Ochanami. Since the Torah uses the words Torah achas l'chol chatos, according to Rav Shimon, indeed, such a case will be kosher. The Rabbanon, as far as the Rabbanon, Hamar Rava, chatas chel sheshak l'shem chatas dam. If somebody brought a chatas chel and he's saying they brought it for dam, or l'shem chatas avoid kachavim, the halacha is that it's kosher. The Rabbanim will agree that it's kosher, because since they're both coming to be mechaper on Aveira, for which if you did it b'mezid you'd be chayiv koris, it's not considered a shini kodesh, and even the Rabbanim will therefore be lenient. However, if somebody had a mind l'shem chatas nozir or l'shem chatas mitzayra, the halacha is psula. The hani oilas badayin enu. There, the kabbanas chatas are very different. Why are they very different? Because by the mitzayra, this is the pasuk of the Gemara, by the mitzayra and the nazir, besides bringing a chatas, you also have to bring a oila, whereas by these other kabbanas, you don't have to bring an oila along with them. Another pshat, which will be a pshat that we'll appreciate in the coming shiurim, is that a chatos chaylev, a chatos dam, a chatos avodah zarah come for a kapara, whereas a chatos mitzoyer and a chatos nazir don't come to be a kapara, they actually come just to make the person no longer be machshir him, that he should not be considered a mitzoyer or a nazir. Another pshat that the Rishonim give is because the chatos mitzoyer and the chatos nazir require nesachim to come with those kabbanas. A regular kav mechatas doesn't have nesachim. Rav Achbarei du Rava Masan l'kula psula. He says that according to Rabbanan, not only a v'chatas chelev, for example, was brought l'shem chatas nazir l'shem chatas mitzayra, is it possible, but even if you bring it l'shem chatas chelev l'shem chatas dam, also will it be possible. Why? Because he explains the Torah says v'shachat oisah l'chatas, there has to be l'shem oisah chatas, you have to have in mind the specific carbon chatas that you were supposed to bring. Rav Ashi now gives a third way of explaining the opinion of the contradiction of Rav Shimon. Lo kasha. Can become its machvas from macheshes. If somebody just said, I'm doing a machvas from macheshes, there Rav Shimon will hold maser machichim that what he's saying is foolish, and there won't be a problem with Shema, a Shloi L'Shema. Whereas if somebody says, Kam B'Kaimitz Minchas Machvas L'Shem Minchas Macheshes, there Rav Shimon will agree that it's possible. And the Gemara explains Rav Ashi's opinion. Machvas L'Shem Macheshes B'Monika Machashev. Since he's speaking about the main point of a statement is the vessel in which the carbon was brought, Machshava B'Monika Pasla. And when he says about the wrong vessel, that doesn't pass because it's maser machichim. However, when there was michas machvas, l'shem michas macheshes, the micha the pasul bar machashev, he's speaking about the mincha and he's speaking about the wrong mincha and shloi l'shma. But ask the Gemara, if so, it has nothing to do with maser machichim. It has to do: did you use the word mincha or did you not use the word mincha? For a tana of nation maser machichim alay kama. Didn't the brisa use the word maser machichim? Says the Gemara, hachikama. This is what the Tana means, says Rav Ashi. Afgav de machshava minkehi. Even when the person said minchas machas l'shem minchas macheshes, So it's still obvious that what he's saying is wrong. And therefore, tipasol, the mincha, and the mincha should therefore be pasol. My avos teaches us, Rav Shimon, that it's fine. My avos vachem enekein. What Rav Shimon say that mincha is different than zvachem? Afagav the shchita achsel kulan by karbonis, even though it has the same shchita, zvicha achsel kulan, kabal achsel kulan, the zvicha the pasul machshava kamachashas. He's intending to do a wrong maisa, and therefore it is pasul. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ashi. But what about the case we spoke about yesterday, where somebody said chareva mishum lula? In a case where somebody offers a mincha that doesn't have oil in it, and he says that he's bringing l'shem one that does have oil, amai amar Rav Shimon? Why does Rav Shimon say that that kar mincha is kosher? In that case, certainly the kohen is means that he's bringing the carbon for the sake of the carbon that had oil. So since the kohen's declaration makes no reference to a vessel, it's only talking about a type of a mincha. And when we're talking about a type of a mincha, Rav Ashi says, even Rav Shimon agrees that shloi l'shma is a problem. Amalei says, Rav Ashi, that when somebody says, chareva m'shem belula, he means l'shem bila ba'alma. The way we interpret the kind of declaration, it's some other kind of mixture, not for something mixed with oil. Since he didn't say the word mincha, we treat his words as if he was performing the mixer, the mikmitza, for some other non-mincha carbon, which is a meaningless statement. And since it's a meaningless statement, Rav Shimon will agree that meaningless statements are disregarded. Ask the Gemara, so the same thing Rav Shimon should say when he brings oil l'shem shlomim, isn't it l'shem shlomim ba'alma? The person just means shalom in the world, and his statement should be a meaningless statement, and the carbon should remain kosher. Answers the Gemara, you can't compare the two. A carbon shlomim is indeed called a shlomim. As the pasuk says, the pasuk hamakal ois stam hashlomim. What the pasuk says, hazoruk is dam hashlomim. And therefore, if the person says the word shlomim, we can't start trying to interpret that he didn't mean shlomim, he meant shalom. Hacha, but here, mincha meikra belula, is the mincha guf meikra belula, is a mincha called belula? The pasuk says, v'chom mincha belula b'shem ksiv, belula b'shem neikri, the mincha should be mixed with oil, belula stam la'ikri, but a kar mincha is not called belula. Says the Gemara. So we've had three answers to the stira of Shimon. Says the Gemara, Kula Kravalei Amri. They don't agree with Rava that differentiates between a Shina Kodesh and a Shina Bailim. Dad Rava. Mink Meshav de Minkra Apostle Machrona. The Torah says that if it's obvious that what he's doing it's fine and it shouldn't make a difference even if it's obvious that it's false, because it's Shini Kodesh, it should still be a pasul. If by Shini Bailim Shloi L'shma is a problem, it should also be a problem by Shini Kodesh. K'rava Lo Amri, they don't agree with Rava, because Zois Torah Lo Mashma Hu. They don't agree with the way Rava explains Zois Torah Semincha. Why don't they like Rava's Peshat of Zois Torah Semincha? As the Gemara itself said, so then we should have the same limud by zois taris achatis, zois taris loy mashmuhu. Rav Ashi loy amri, they don't like Rav Ashi. Shul kash the Rav Acha b'Rei Rava. The question that we just learned, that if that's the explanation, then why is Rav Shimon hold that there is no issue by a case of chareva mishum belula that it's kosher? Chareva mishum belula should be like a case like minchas machbas l'shem minchas macheshes, that even Rav Shimon, according to Rav Ashi, agrees is possible. Chareva mishum belula should be the same, and the Gemara isn't satisfied with that teretz, and that's why they didn't like Rav Ashi's explanation of the stira of Rav Shimon.